Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and surprise, surprise, for the first time ever, I'm releasing two episodes of AOR AOK in a row. So you get 2 weeks of AOR. I hope you're excited. And as you know, or as you hopefully know, every episode of AOR AOK features a special Canadian segment of songs by Canadian AOR bands. For this episode, we're going to kick things off with the Canadian segment. We've got just two songs by Canadian artists on this episode. The first of which is by a Canadian band called The Hunt. This band was made up mostly of musicians from a previous band called Dillinger. Dillinger broke up in 1977. A bunch of the guys formed The Hunt, signed with GRT Records, put out a self-titled album in 1977. Their second album, Back on The Hunt, came out in 1980. Was a little bit heavier album. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of most of the songs by The Hunt, but check out this song from their third album from 1982. The record's called The Thrill of the Kill. This is a great song by The Hunt called Show the World.
We're gonna show the world. We're gonna show.
Okay, Jim Foster was born in Victoria, British Columbia, formed a band called Foster Child, which existed from 1976 to 1980, put out 3 records with that band. After that band broke up, Jim Foster went into producing, but also launched a solo career, signed a contract with RCA in 1985, and put out a record called Power Lines in 1986. This is a song from that record by Jim Foster called Saved by Night. Craig McLaughlin first appeared on Australian television in a guest role on The Young Doctors. He was then cast as Henry Ramsey, the brother of Kylie Minogue's character, Charlene, in Channel 10's soap opera Neighbours. After appearing in more than 800 episodes and winning an award for Most Popular Personality on Australian Television, he moved on to another show called Home and Away, playing a school teacher named Grant Mitchell. At the same time, Craig McLaughlin was launching a music career. He formed a band called Check 1-2 and toured through the UK and Europe. He had a top 10 hit in the UK and Australia with a song called Mona. Let's hear another song from that record by Craig McLaughlin and Check 1-2. Came out in 1990. This is a song called It's Been Good.
We played it loud down at the beach house. We shook the place, we had some fun. The lady danced all night, then she said, it feels as though it's just begun. She goes up, the hat goes round. We've made enough to pay the rent. We'd like to thank you for the good time. It's been a night we won't forget.
A singer-songwriter from upstate New York, taught herself to play piano at the age of 3, began writing songs at the age of 10. In her teens, she recorded her first album. She eventually moved to New York City, put together a bluesy rock band, played the clubs, signed to Atlantic Records, had an EP called Crimes of the Heart, and then a full-length album in 1987 called Love's a Liar. Let's hear a song from that record by Marty LeBeau. From 1987, this is called Another Lonely Heart.
What?
Up next is a band from Boise, Idaho called Redstone. This band released 1 4-song EP. The band was made up of John Hemingway, Kent Persons, Rob Fire, Steve Kwas, and James Harrison. This is a great song by Redstone from Idaho. It's called Not Another Tear.
We'll be right back.
Tony Little was the frontman for UK AOR group Strange Ways, heard on a previous episode of AOR AOK. He recorded a solo album in 1988, but it was not released until 2009. The CD is called Heart's Desire. This is a song from that album by Tony Little. It's called Stranger to Love. Jeff Cannata has been active as a musician since the late 60s. He was in a progressive rock band called Jasper Wrath, and in the early 80s, he had a record deal with a hard rock outfit called Archangel. Archangel had some decent songs, but not of high enough quality, in my opinion, to be included on AOR AOK. In the second half of the 80s, Jeff Cannata signed with Career Records, and in 1988 put out his first solo album under the moniker Cannata. That's a record called Images of Forever. In the early 90s, he signed with a label called Now and Then Records and put out a second album as Cannata. It's called Watching the World. Came out in 1993. This is an amazing song by Cannata from Watching the World from 1993. It's called The Hunter.
The hunter's got an edge, as sharp as a knife. He always knows the limit when he's walking thin ice. He doesn't have to hide, you know he's not a runner. His heart is cold as steel. They call him the hunter. Now if he's on the prowl and he looks in your direction, he'll try to focus in and find your imperfections. Now he can be the Iceman in the burning night of summer, and the sun will never rise. We call him the hunter.
The hunter.
Okay, so we heard a song by Sandy Stewart last week on AOR AOK from her album Cat Dancer. After that record, she formed a band called Blue Yonder, and they put out a self-titled album in 1987. Kip Winger actually played bass on this record. We're going to hear the first song from that album by Blue Yonder. It's called Wind Song. Okay, I don't know anything about this next one, except it's a self-titled record released by RCA in 1989. The band is called Cries. This is a great song by Cries called She Say.
Woo! something big, got to find it. I know where it is. Take my money, let me in. I stand in line. I hear the drums beat, turn it up, make it loud. I'm not leaving. Let's get lost in the crowd. He said, it's no place to be. He said, makes no sense to me. I said, this is where I feel free. I feel free. Reckless problems down the bright, being champagne. Survivors, early loud, taxi comes back.
In the 1980s, John Brannon spent time in New York City and Nashville before being convinced by his friend Joe Walsh to move out to the West Coast. That move to LA quickly paid off as Brannon landed a deal with Capitol Records imprint Apache Records, put out an album called Mystery Street that actually cracked the top 20. This is a song from that record by John Brannon from 1988. It's called Shadows in the Night. This next band, Myzar, M-Y-Z-A-R, from Colorado. Melodic rock band formed in the early 80s. In 1987, they put out a 5-song EP called Launch. Let's hear a song from that EP by Myzar. This is called Aerial.
Of running, sometimes he thinks of girls, sometimes he heeds the warnings. This keeps him safe from the world. School comes around and he's missing. Nobody knows.
tired of the meanness. He's crying out, he's crying out, Ariel, 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 Ariel. Some will say he's wasting.
Born on January 31st, 1965, in Cleveland, Ohio, Jimmy Reiser's interest in music was instilled at a young age. A congenital medical condition required considerable time in the hospital for young Reiser, and he took violin lessons to pass the time. By his teens, he had also learned to play guitar and was soon playing in bands. When his demos ended up in the hands of John Mellencamp, that led to a record deal. In 1988, Reiser signed with Arista Records, put out his solo debut 2 years later in 1990. Let's hear a great song from that record by Jimmy Reiser. This is called Wishing and Waiting.
Come my way.
Headmaster were a female-fronted melodic rock band formed in 1986, eventually put out a record with Jaguar Records in 1992. The album's called The Kids Said Rock. This is a song from that record by Headmaster. It's called Slip Away. Zaza was a melodic hard rock band from Cleveland. In 1991, they put out an album called Party with the Big Boys. Let's hear a song from that record by Zaza. This is called Wild and Forever.
Told them right there we were ready to play. We were wild. Oh!
Up next is a band from the Netherlands called Hammerhead, made up of Ian Perry, Wilco van Beek, David Rosenthal, Ian Bishop, and Joe Franco. They recorded a record in 1985 for EMI to be called Heart Made of Steel, but the record company shelved it. Took 15 years for the album to actually come out. Let's hear a song from it by Hammerhead. This is called Little Tuesday.
People marching constant, don't know what she meant.
Up next is a singer from Norway called Aina, or Aina, A-I-N-A is how you spell her name. She had an album in 1988 called Living in a Boy's World. Let's hear a song from it by Aina. It's called Shot Down in Flames. This next guy, Dewey, put out an EP in 1994, 5-song EP. Honestly, I don't know much else about it, except Kevin Valentine plays drums on this. Let's hear a song by Dewey. This is called Shadow Dancin'.
Shadow dancing with no scene.
Cua is an American Christian rock singer, formerly a member of the southern rock band The Outlaws, which he joined in 1980 but left in 1983 to pursue a full-time career in contemporary Christian music. Let's hear a song from Rick Cua's 1991 album Within Reach. This is called Stand Your Ground.
Stand your ground. Don't
This next band, Mozart, released three albums before the singer and guitarist went on to form the late 90s alterna grunge band called The Flies. The first self-titled album from 1994 was produced by Roy Thomas Baker. Let's hear a song from that record by Mozart. This is called I Fly. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to leave you with a German band called She's China. This is a song from their second album, A Long Way Home. Came out in 1994. A song called Sean is on the Run.
Oh,
Be back.